I'm Dennis O'Hare.
And I'm Rose Scott. Operation Understanding DC, Dennis, is a program that teaches Jewish and African American students in the Washington, D.C. area about discrimination. This summer, the group of students, they've been out on a civil rights tour of the South.
And they've been in Atlanta for the past couple of days. And now we're hearing from Program Director Avi Edelman and some students. Melly Mesfine and Yonatan Greenberg are with us. All three of them, good to have you. Hope I pronounce your names properly.
Welcome.
And thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Let's start, well, Avi, let's start with you. The idea for this, how did the idea generate, and what about the civil rights movement made you say, okay, this should be the focus?
Great question. So we study the civil rights movement, and for our students, we believe that if they can walk the path of history, if they can really learn and understand history, then they can be the shapers of its next course. And if you look at the civil rights movement, you see this moment where blacks and Jews in this country came mm-hmm. together, but you also see that a lot of that failed to do the work of really building cultural bridges. There was a lot of political unity. But part of the ways in which the movement fell apart were for a lack of work to build cultural understanding. And so we believe that following in those footsteps, we can not only build activists and leaders, but build people who are going to be committed to eradicating racism, anti-Semitism, and other forms of discrimination.
And Melly, I'll start with you, and then Yonatan, you can jump in. Melly, what did you know? It sounds like an odd question. You're African American. What did you know about the civil rights movement and about the involvement, let's say, of Jewish Americans in it prior to going on this tour?
So prior to my entire OUDC experience, I knew basically what we were taught in U.S. history and what I took in a civil rights class in middle school. But that was really just the basics. I knew who Malcolm X was and MLK, but I didn't know much about the behind-the-scenes work and all the different the demographics of the different people involved. And prior to OUDC and the summer journey specifically, I don't think I knew to the extent that that the Jewish community was involved in the civil rights movement.
Now, Yonatan, how about you?
I would say probably pretty similar in many ways. The one thing I would add is that my younger cousin, his bar mitzvah project, was talking about Jewish involvement in the civil rights movement, and it was a big point of pride. Although I think I just sort of assumed that this was just something that Jews like to tell ourselves as sort of to talk about that. And I didn't really realize the great extent to which the two cultures were really deeply intertwined in the movement.
So let me go here then. Tell me about, did you have any expectations then? Did you think, wow, I'm really going to be enlightened? Or were you sort of thinking, wow, maybe I've heard all this before, or am I really going to gain some insight from something I didn't know before?
I definitely thought that there would be things that I knew before, but I've definitely been impressed with how much I've really gained. I think one of the big surprises is seeing just how regular all of the civil rights giants are. We met with two members of the Friendship Nine who had started sit-in in South Carolina, and to read about them in a history textbook, you'd think they're these mammoths. And when we meet with them, there were two students in community college or the local two-year school, who decided they really had enough. And we met with them and we had dinner with them, and they're just completely regular guys. And if you asked me to pick out who was the civil rights giant out of a crowd of 100, mm-hmm. there's no way I could have done it.
Miller, what about you?
I think that I did learn a lot about, I think when I was going into the program, I had an expectation to learn a lot, and I think that was definitely fulfilled. I think something like Yonatan said, I didn't realize how normal in a way that a lot of these people were. They are people who found the courage to stand up for something that they believe in, and I think that's really inspiring, especially for the young folk in OUDC, because it kind of shows us that you don't have to be any more than an average person with a cause that you truly believe in to make a change.
And some of the people that you have met or will meet, they were just a few years older than you all are now in terms of when they're getting involved in the civil rights movement. You're in Atlanta now, so what has this leg of the tour been like for you?
This leg of the tour has, like you said, it's kind of shown me that they weren't all that much older than I was. And it kind of, in a way, makes me feel like I've kind of grown up in little ways. Because when I go back to where I live in the Maryland, D.C. area, it makes me kind of think, you know, what do I feel strongly about and what do I want to make a change with? And I think it's kind of taught me that I'm not too young to make a change, that none of us are. If we believe in something strongly, then we can go after that and try to make a difference.
Yonatan, what about you?
Well, I think it really strikes me how much of a challenge is before us. In the U.S., people our age go to college and we do some learning. We also have a lot of fun. But then we learn about these civil rights leaders who, weren't that much older than we are. And I think I really have to sort of recalibrate what my expectations for the responsibilities I will have in life are. And I have to, if before this trip I was thinking, I'm 18 or 17 and I'm just going to have fun for a few years and maybe eventually I'll get a job and do something real. But this really really pushes me to think about what am I going to be doing now.
We are speaking right now with folks from Washington, D.C., Operation Understanding D.C., a program that teaches Jewish and African-American students in that area about discrimination. They are here in Atlanta on a visit. Program Director Avi Edelman is with us, along with Melly Mesfin and Yonatan Greenberg, who are two students involved. Avi, let me bring you back into this, because there was a period of time later on in the civil rights movement where the two communities faced a lot of tension between each other. There were accusations of racism in the Jewish community. There were statements made by Jesse Jackson and early in his career, Al Sharpton, that really brought a lot of tension about. How did you, as the director, start to approach that when you're trying to increase understanding? And then I'll ask the two of you what you thought about all that.
When OUDC was founded 20 years ago, in many ways, the founding was a response to some of those tensions. And so in OUDC, what we say, one of our mottos is get uncomfortable. And so our goal is not to paint a rosy picture of folks coming together, but to really understand the nuances. So one of our stops when we started the journey in New York was to go to Crown Heights and meet with Black and Jewish leaders who, mm-hmm. during the riots between those communities, were mediators on the ground and were voices of collaboration. And so a big part of our journey is to really understand what are those nuances and what are ways that we can build those bridges. And oftentimes people ask me when we say who we are, they say, are you a Kumbaya program? And I push back a little bit because I know what they mean by that, but of course, Kumbaya means come by here, and the folks, Black, Jewish, non-Jewish activists who sang that song together were really taking on a commitment to collective action and collective mourning in some cases.
Melly, how uncomfortable, well, first of all, did you know about some of these tensions before, or was that something you had learned in class? And then how did you approach them? What was it like to get uncomfortable?
As far as tensions go, and my prior knowledge before joining the program, I don't think I knew too much about the tensions. I don't think I knew even that the two groups had histories that were intertwined as far as the civil rights movement goes. And when I found that out, I was kind of surprised because I just hadn't expected it. I had never heard anything about it. And then I think I was, again, surprised again when I learned about the tensions, because that wasn't something that in my initial readings came up. And then as far as getting uncomfortable, I've kind of learned to appreciate the value in that, because oftentimes in moments of discomfort, they result in you learning a lot, both about yourself and about the people around you, and what it means to step into someone else's shoes. This has kind of been cleared up to me in a way.
Yonatan, what about you?
It's interesting because the tensions in the groups are very important once we learn about it. But at the beginning, before we'd learned about it, I don't think any of us felt any sort of, oh, we're here, we're Blacks, we're Jews, we're different, we should be in conflict. And, you know, when we were first meeting each other, we were joking and we were having a good time. That being said, there are tense moments. If we're talking about the inherent prejudices that people have and we're sitting all around each other and we look at each other and we say, gee, is that person thinking that about me? Those are uncomfortable moments. But I think it really just helps us to grow. And at the end of it, once it's over, it's a great feeling.
Avi, you said this program has been around for 20 years. When you hear the comments from this generation, and I don't know how long you've been with the program, but when you look in terms of the future and how important this program is for not just these two communities, but for kids in general, what do you hope the takeaway is for what they can do and take back to their own peers?
That's a great question. And one of the things that we're so pleased to be able to do 20 years in is to introduce them to alumni. So I was in the program when I was their age. Their other two staff leaders this summer were also in the program. And in each city we've gone to, We've been joined at various events by alumni who can share, well, I had this experience and what did I do with it? And our alumni have gone into public service, they've gone into the business world, they've gone into law, they've gone into medicine, but wherever they've gone, they've found a way to bring this notion of social justice and how can I make my world a better place with them. And the students themselves, in the third piece of the program after this summer journey, will be trained as facilitators and speech makers, and they'll go out and lead prejudice reduction dialogues in their communities.
And that's my next question for the students. Yonatan, I'll start with you. Do you have conversations about race and race relations with your friends? Do you all talk about this?
It definitely comes up, but it's a very different conversation at school versus in OUDC. Mm-hmm. I go to a Jewish school, so all of my friends, we're all white, we're all Jewish, we all have very similar backgrounds, and the conversations can often be, I think, A, very removed, and also people don't feel the sort of weight of making, saying the right things, and people can sort of say whatever they want, mm-hmm. and it's not a big deal. But at OUDC, when we have those conversations, we know that it's such a tricky issue, and the people around us are listening and can be, and it matters what we say. And I think that that level of importance is really what takes the OUDC conversations about race to a completely different level.
Emily, having been involved in this program, will this help you when you have those conversations with your friends when you go back to school?
I think it does in two ways. One, obviously, I'm able to kind of bring back to my friends in my school and community and people that I know that are not within OUDC, kind of sharing with them what I've learned, and sort of by way of that, I can take all the experiences that I've had and the importance of the history that I've learned about and kind of bring that back to my own friends and community. But on top of that, I think also I'm learning how to try to make a change, not just within them, kind of understanding that the program has helped me kind of see that there are people my age who do feel very strongly about the same issues that I feel, even if they are not in school, and that there are people who are willing to make a change.
We've been speaking with the folks from Operation Understanding DC. Now, they teach Jewish and African American students in the Washington, D.C. area about discrimination and about conversations dealing with race. And we've been talking with Avi Edelman, who is the program director. Melly Mesfin is one of the students, along with her colleague, Yonatan Greenberg. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you.
Enjoy
Thank
Atlanta you while you're here.
Great conversation.